Well, I'll tell you, it's going to stick around for quite some time. Thunder snow! Oh my goodness! Wow!
Holy smoke!
Viewers flocked to the Weather Channel earlier this year when historic winter storms hit the Northeast. But since then, the forecast has gotten a bit darker for the network. Last month, Verizon dropped the Weather Channel from its Fios TV service, and more losses may be coming. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now. And Jill, the Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the next battle may be with Dish Network, that maybe the Weather Channel is going to be dropped by Dish. That would be 14 million subscribers this year.
What are those people going to do to find their snow thunder? You know, this is really interesting because it tells a bigger story of an industry, right? Because cable and satellite providers have really been under assault from streaming services. And so what are they doing? They're finding ways to cut their own costs. And there's really only two ways to do that. They can negotiate for lower fees for the channels they carry. They can also drop them altogether. I think it's pretty tough. It's like a standalone Weather Channel. It really doesn't have a lot of bargaining chips, right? Because you think of Walt Disney, they've got ESPN. They might say, well, you've got to take these three other networks as if you want ESPN. Well, Weather Channel doesn't have that.
But don't we need weather on TV? I mean, I know we have other options these days, but you're saying that it's lost its relevance on television?
Well, I think it may start at least being that way. I mean, I'm not saying that we don't all gather around the TV when we see a storm or there's something wacky going on. But, you know, look at Weather Channel's own numbers on other platforms. You know, when you look, ComScore says they had 101 million unique visitors in February. They've got huge 53 million unique visitors on their apps in February. So, you know, when you think about it, if you got rotten weather hitting, right, you don't have to turn the TV on. You just press a couple buttons and maybe you've got it on your computer or your mobile. You get what you need.
You do. And it leaves the Weather Channel, or the weather company, which owns the Weather Channel, in a difficult position. We just reported the other day on a new partnership that they're doing with IBM to provide weather data to businesses. But what is the Weather Channel doing to shore up its business and counter these threats?
Well, they're trying to create prime time programming. Some people might call it almost like infotainment, and it could be like a reality show. But these are names that I honestly never heard of, because if you don't watch the Weather Channel at night, you wouldn't know. Against the Element, Brainstormers. I mean, who doesn't want to miss Coast Guard Alaska? I know I don't want to. But, you know, look, they're trying to create original program. Company says 47% of its hours are now dedicated to original programming like that.
Well, and it does bring up a bigger question about, you know, all kinds of channels in the era of cord cutting in the cable industry and these channels finding ways to get directly to consumers without going through cable. This must be something that a lot of channels are thinking about.
There's no doubt. I mean, the industry has transformed. I mean, even just think from 5 years ago, it's just tremendous. And so what happens now is, let's say you're a programmer or you're a network, you are really going to have a hard time demanding high carriage fees from these cable companies unless you are able to create something unique. You want to be able to find this content that viewers really want. Otherwise, I think they're going to have to rethink their business models and figure out a way to make money with these other platforms.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joining us from New York, where the forecast is what, Jill? Is it nice out today?
It's sunny, gorgeous, and no thunder snow.
All right, good. Jill, thank you so much.